In the biblical account of Genesis chapter 3, the serpent in the tree beguiled Eve to establish a new earthly kingdom. In this cautionary tale, Adam and Eve are warned of the catastrophic consequences that would befall them if they listened to the serpent and ate from the tree in the midst of the garden. Adam and Eve disregarded the warning and ate from the tree. In so doing, they expelled themselves from the Garden of Eden. As you continue reading, it is essential to remember that Adam and Eve were not cast out of the garden by a wrathful God, but expelled themselves when they chose to listen to and act upon the whisperings of the serpent in the tree. This imprudent action of listening to and acting upon the, quote, whispering of the serpent set what is now known as the fall in motion. Although initiated thousands of years ago, lost and confused men and women worldwide continue to listen to and act upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree. Consequently, nothing has changed, except that tribulation has markedly intensified with no end in sight. The man-made version of reality, the human nature paradigm, perpetuated by the imprudent actions of lost and confused men and women, continues to implode and destroy itself at an ever-quickening pace. The above paragraph uses symbolic language to describe the events that led to the fall. According to ancient manuscripts, a glorious paradisiacal state existed before the fall. However, what Adam and Eve did to expel themselves from the Garden of Eden remains unexplained. Common sense dictates that it is doubtful that a malevolent talking serpent could have persuaded Eve to eat the fruit from the forbidden tree, an apple, thereby initiating the fall that has persisted to this day. Moreover, taking Adam and Eve's story literally, or dismissing it as a historical myth, will only hinder you from identifying the cause of the fall. By better understanding the hidden message conveyed through its symbolism, you will learn the cause of the fall and how to better keep yourself from falling. More importantly, you will be contributing to the restoration of the collective consciousness of humankind, which is the true purpose of your presence on earth. At present, your only purpose. Before exploring the symbolic language used in the story of Adam and Eve, let us take a moment and view the Bible from a new perspective. The Bible has been read by billions of people, interpreting it in various ways, some accepting the literal approach, while others have been more imaginative, and some rejecting it altogether. However, whether the Bible is more than a religious text is worth considering. Are you open to considering that the Bible is not only a religious text, but a comprehensive instruction manual that provides instruction on the proper use of the mind? It also cautions against the grave consequences that will befall those who ignore these instructions. Quote, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. For in the day that thou shalt eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17. Observably, we live in a time that some describe as the end times, where we are experiencing the disastrous effects of men and women disregarding these instructions. The law of cause and effect is an inescapable principle, meaning that we will reap the consequences of our actions. The worldwide death-dealing harvest is now upon us. The dissolution of the beastly human nature paradigm is coming to its long-anticipated end. For the human race to survive the approaching tribulation, A handful of men and women must acquire a basic understanding of how the human mind is designed to function, and then be willing to follow those operational guidelines from that point forward as their lives unfold moment by moment. Otherwise, no one will be present to initiate a reharmonization of life's grand design, the original paradigm that was foolishly forsaken so long ago. Remember, the fall was brought about by Adam and Eve's failure to adhere to the operational guidelines regarding the proper use of the faculty of mind. Let us not be so foolish as to fail to learn from the past. The fate of the human race rests in the hands of those willing to relinquish their self-centered ways. There is only one way, life's way. When the subject of the looming extinction of the human race is raised, people react in varying ways. Most individuals are unwilling to entertain the possibility that the end times are at hand, reluctant to accept and face the dire nature of the rapidly unfolding situation from which there is no place to hide. Despite thousands of years of crucifying themselves and their environment, men and women are still unwilling to acknowledge the error of their ways, and that they are solely responsible for the nightmarish state of the world. Their long-standing refusal to admit to their imprudent, self-serving actions and unwillingness to stop repeating them, to repent, perpetuates the human nature paradigm, nothing else. In a few words, Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor Marcus Aurelius simplified the law of cause and effect, saying, "It is foolish to be surprised when a fig tree produces figs." To all with eyes to see, the law of cause and effect is now on full display, teaching the ageless lesson of sowing and reaping. For every effect, there is a cause. Now, let us demystify Adam and Eve's story to understand better the root cause of their self-inflicted expulsion from the Garden of Eden. Remember, Adam and Eve expelled themselves from the garden when they chose to listen to and act upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree. You put an end to expelling yourself from the garden by no longer listening to and acting upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree. Once you see how you have been sabotaging yourself, expelling yourself from the garden, the opportunity exists to re-enter the garden that has always been at hand, closer than breathing, but has remained buried underneath a tightly woven psychological veil of lies and self-deception. Before we demystify the symbolic language used in the story of Adam and Eve, it is essential to remember that the story is an allegory revealing the tragic consequences that result when men and women misuse their faculties of mind. Adam and Eve began to entertain the idea, "We will use our innate creative capacity to establish a new earthly kingdom that will satisfy all our wants and desires." It was and continues to be men's and women's misuse of their faculty of mind, the misapplication of their innate creative capacity, that is the root cause of the deadly drama now unfolding on Earth. The names Adam and Eve represent both individual men and women and the men and women that compose the body of humankind. Adam and Eve also symbolize the two phases of the mind, the conscious phase represented by Adam and the subconscious phase represented by Eve. Both phases are present in each gender. the conscious phase predominant in the male and the subconscious phase predominant in the female. The Garden of Eden symbolizes the medium of consciousness, the formless medium capable of embodying an infinite variety of states from the most hellish to the most paradisal. The medium of consciousness is the fundamental substance, the garden soil, in which an endless array of states can be sown and come into existence. The seeds sown into the medium of consciousness, the garden soil, are composed of thoughts and feelings. The quality and character of the seeds sown into the medium of consciousness will be determined by the source of the seeds. The source of the seeds will influence the nature of the harvest. The harvest is our experience of life, whether peaceful or chaotic, destructive or creative. It is all determined by the source of the seeds we choose to sow, moment by moment. The seeds, composed of thoughts and feelings, arise from either the subconscious phase of our mind, currently filled with a myriad of pernicious mindsets and toxic emotions, or from the unadulterated higher phase of our being. Deem the serpent in the tree and the subconscious phase of the mind synonymous. The higher phase of our being denotes our true self, or the enigmatic I am that I am. Our experience of selfhood, of either the imposter self or the true self, is experienced in consciousness and is determined by the nature of the seeds we have sown. It is important to understand that the term, the Garden of Eden, does not symbolize a physical place. Instead, it represents the Edenic state of consciousness experienced by Adam and Eve before they decided to listen to and act upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree. Their rash decision resulted in the adulteration of their Edenic state of consciousness, thereby expelling themselves from the Garden of Eden, setting in motion the fall. This event marked the beginning of the development of the egoic state of consciousness, which is currently shared by people worldwide. The serpent in the tree, the body-mind complex. Life has designed the body-mind complex to interface between the higher invisible phase of being and the lower visible phase of being. It acts as the crossover point where the unmanifest manifests. The invisible becomes visible. The serpent in the tree symbolizes the body-mind complex. The serpent represents the subconscious phase of the mind, and the tree symbolizes the physical body. In the story, the serpent entices Eve to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil symbolizes the subconscious phase of the mind filled with self-serving, pernicious patterns of thoughts and feelings, judgments, wants, and desires. Adam and Eve heedlessly listened to and acted upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree, resulting in Adam and Eve expelling themselves from the garden, setting in motion what has come to be known as the fall. Tragically, men and women have continued generation after generation to listen to and act upon the whispering of the serpent in the tree, thus ensuring the fulfillment of the warning, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Genesis 2:17. Before eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam and Eve lived in a paradise-like state of consciousness portrayed as the Garden of Eden. It was only after eating from this tree that they found themselves outside the garden. The story of the fall revolves around the deadly consequences of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. it is essential to clearly understand the cryptic meaning behind the terms eating and tree. Without a clear understanding of what it means to eat from the tree, one cannot take the necessary first step towards returning to the garden and permanently ending the cause of the fall. Only by ceasing to eat from the tree will one be able to stop falling. Before proceeding, it is crucial that as we drill down, penetrating the hardened layers of misinformation surrounding the cause of the fall, you check to see whether the information presented herein aligns with your personal experience of falling. That is the only way to know whether the information you are now receiving is valid, to check it based on your personal experience. To see the truth, look inside yourself and ask, is it true? Then be still, and the answer will come. Trust your inner knowing. Additionally, remember that the story of the fall is a sublime psychological treatise that describes the catastrophic effects resulting from the misuse of the human faculty of mind. Be assured it is not a fairy tale to be read and summarily forgotten. Once the information and instruction the story provides are understood, you have a choice. Will you continue to listen to and act upon the whispering of the serpent, the imposter self now masquerading as you? Or will you stop kowtowing to the imposter self's death-dealing directives? Stop sacrificing your life to satisfy the destructive wants and desires of the imposter self now masquerading as you. As always, the choice is yours. The action of Adam and Eve, eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden tree, singularly set the fall in motion. What do men and women eating from the forbidden tree represent symbolically? At the physical level, eating refers to ingesting food, drink, and another substance into the body. Once ingested, the food becomes part of the body through digestion. At the physical level, common sense dictates that we should pay close attention to what we eat. Otherwise, we endanger ourselves due to our eating thoughtlessly and unconsciously. Paying attention to what we eat requires close attention to the thoughts and feelings about why and what we eat. Why and what we eat is regulated by the nature of the thoughts and emotions contained within the subconscious phase of the mind, symbolized in the story as both the serpent in the tree and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil represents the self-serving pernicious patterns of thought and feeling, the judging of good and evil, and the wants and desires that pollute the subconscious phase of men's and women's egoic minds. Adam and Eve's self-centered desire to create a self-satisfying new reality backfired, and instead of the dream world they had envisioned, their imprudent actions, prompted by pernicious patterns of thought and feeling, set in motion the creation of the grievous nightmare world that now engulfs the entire planet. These pernicious patterns of thought and feeling have been passed down from generation to generation for countless ages, thereby perpetuating the fall. We have the ever-present opportunity in each moment to experience a peaceful, joyous, and radiant state of consciousness. However, to experience this Edenic state of consciousness and re-enter the garden, we must be willing to get out of our own way. It is worth reflecting on the saying, if you have a problem, you are the problem, especially as it applies to one's psychological makeup. To effectively solve a problem, we must first identify its underlying cause. Otherwise, the problem persists and remains unresolved. it is glaringly apparent that humanity has backed itself into a corner from which there is no escape if they continue to travel down the well-trodden, deadened road they are now on. Not until there is a thawing of men's and women's hearts and minds and a willingness to candidly address the cause of the problems we now collectively face will there be any chance for the continuation of the human race. The story of Adam and Eve is addressed to you personally. It provides accurate information and instruction, revealing the root cause of the fall, how to stop from falling, and what is required to experience the Edenic state of consciousness men and women forsook so long ago.